The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah, and she greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the infant leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does it happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day on, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown strength in his arm, scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. This remembrance of the visitation by the Blessed Virgin Mary to her cousin Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, is found only in the Gospel of Luke. Luke gives a lot of attention to Mary, as we know, much more than the other Gospels. Matthew's Gospel speaks more about Joseph, but Luke's Gospel is a Marian Gospel. The setting is a place called Ein Kerem, which is a very scenic place in the hills of Judea. It's about 4 miles west of Jerusalem, and I know many pilgrims who might be here at Mass have been to Ein Kerem. It means fountain of the vineyard, Ein Kerem, and it's a delightful place. It's quite difficult to negotiate to get to the home of Elizabeth. You have to climb up a fairly steep hill. The proclamation that Mary makes here is a messianic prophecy of the mission of Jesus Christ. He has raised up the lowly. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones, lifted up the lowly, filled the hungry with good things, the rich he has sent empty away. It's certainly a statement of his preferential option for those who are struggling and those who are poor. It's not a mission to the mighty and the powerful. It's not to affirm the power of the world, but to replace the power of the world. This will appear over and over again. I was reminded in reflecting on this, St. Paul has a reference in his second epistle to Corinth, to Corinthians. In chapter 12, he has this, that the Lord gave me a certain burden, a difficult a thing, and I asked the Lord to take this away, and the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient. This is given to you so that you will not be conceited." Somehow, that struck me about the simplicity of the mission of Jesus Christ. It's to touch those who are struggling, to lift and give up, give hope to those who are downcast. A thorn in the flesh, says Paul. We don't know exactly what the thorn in the flesh was. Perhaps Murphy O'Connor, who visited us here, is Pauline scholar. He thought it was his rejection, which he got at Corinth. Others thought it was the fact that the people of Israel didn't accept the gospel. But he doesn't explain. He does, however, speak about this in a number of other occasions without exactly explaining it. But it does tell us that the power of Jesus Christ, the one who lifts us up, does so only when we feel powerless, when we feel full of ourselves and we have all the worldly power we want. We don't need the power of Jesus Christ to lift us up. It's when we are struggling, when we are lowly, when we are in some kind of poverty of some kind in our lives, that's when we reach out for the power of Jesus Christ. Keep that in mind. And it's, of course, a prediction would be given to Mary that a sword will pierce her heart, and she will have to walk with Jesus Christ through the journey of light and darkness. So keep this in mind. The witness of Mary, the lowly virgin of Nazareth. Her witness is a witness to the powerlessness of the world and the power of Jesus Christ. That in our most difficult times, it's the power of Jesus Christ that will carry us, not the power of the world. It becomes an invocation, a certain kind of prayer, I think, for today. You keep that in mind. She's the image of the one lifted up in the power of the living God. Pause now for a moment of prayer.